anchor your life through the inspiring words that will put a rainbow in your sky. Listen to Word and Songs, a program that will introduce you to the Word of Life and beautiful music to help you experience peace and consolation. Join the Daughters of St. Paul for half an hour of Word and Songs.
Hello, everyone. This is Sister Rose from the Daughters of St. Paul, wishing you all the best as we enter the month of March. With Word and Songs, we hope to bring you some insights which might help all of us, including myself, to intensify our preparation for the Easter celebration. So, just sit back, relax, and listen to the silent whispers of Word and Songs.
Savior of my soul, I worship you as God alone. Greater love has made a way to you. I could not forget the moment.
The song says, "Open my eyes, I want to see your glory. Open my heart, I want to be closer to you, Jesus." We sincerely pray to Jesus that He will open our eyes and heart so that we may be able to spend well this season of Lent with a deeper understanding of how Jesus suffered and died for love of us. This is exactly what Pope Francis said in his sermon on Ash Wednesday of 2014. It was a message 7 years ago, but still a very appropriate message for us today. He invites us to make our Lenten journey with open eyes and ears. He urges us to strive to go beyond our comfort zones. I'm one with that good author who said that Lent is a wake-up call. And Pope Francis supports this idea. He says, Lent calls us to give ourselves a shake-up, to shake us from our insensitivity, indifference, laziness, self-centeredness, attachment to worldly things, and so on. Maybe we have become so absorbed and captivated in this modern technological world. Because of this, we tend to ignore God and others without even realizing it. Let's think about this for a while as we listen to this song.
Lead me, Lord. Lead me by the hand and help me face the rising sun. Comfort me through all the pain that life may bring. There's no other hope that I can lean upon. Lead me, Lord, lead me all my life. Walk by me across the lonely roads that I may face. Take my arms and let your hand show me the way. Show the way to live inside your heart. All my days, all my life. You are my light. You're the lamp upon my feet. All the time, my Lord, I need you.
Friends, any one of you feeling empty today or feeling kind of disconnected with God? Do you feel that you have done something that is unpardonable? Do you feel so guilty about it? Now, this Lenten season will take you through a spiritual journey with Jesus, that is, if you allow Him to guide you. Freely ask Him to renew your heart and recapture the peace and joy that you have lost because of human weakness and sin. Have faith and believe that Jesus will surely take a lot off your mind as He breathes new life into you.
Just when my problems keep crowding in, and I thought I was all alone, looking in your eyes I realize I've ignored you, my Lord. Now I can feel the gentle touch of your love in my heart, and so I cry to you, renew me, O Lord. Renew me, O Lord. Please renew me with your power and your spirit. Move in my life. Break all the chains that keep me from you. Take me, with life, and my heart was hardened by sin. That's when the breeze began to blow, sweet Spirit of God. Now, Abba, you are my Father, and Lord, I am your child, and so I cry to you, renew me, O Lord. Renew me, O Lord. Please renew me with your power and your spirit.
You are tuned in to Word and Songs, and this is Sister Rose of the Daughters of St. Paul. Friends, we are at the heart of the Lenten season. How about a prayer space for our Lenten journey? I understand that even if many of us are locked down in our own homes during these days of the pandemic, we never find ourselves doing nothing, right? Some may be working from home. Students are busy with their online classes and projects, while others are occupied with their online business or other domestic chores. Yes, our lives are filled with the demands of work and family, to the point that we are left with very little time to nurture our spiritual life. And yet, as Christians, the invitation to prepare ourselves for the celebration of Easter is for everyone. And how do we prepare for Easter during these 40 days of Lent? Let's talk about that after this song.
Let's share this special meal. My friends, for this will be our last time together. I will be betrayed, and then there'll be the trial. My death you'll remember. Eat this bread and think of me. I give myself for you, you can be free. I have done my Father's will, and now you must go and do the same. Bread and eat. Know that I have chosen to give myself for you. And when you drink this wine, remember every time that God loves all of you. Eat this bread.
Remember me. That's the title of the song, which reminds us of how Jesus suffered and died for us sinners. He suffered the humiliation and the disgrace of the cross to atone for our sins. If Christ did not die for us, until now, we will still be dead to our sins. Then after 3 days, He rose again on Easter Sunday. It is the joy rising with Jesus of being liberated from the bondage of sin that we celebrate with Him on Easter. However, our joy of being reconnected with God will find meaning only if we spend this Lenten season in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Why pray? Well, prayer keeps us united with God. We recognize the supreme power of God and not the power of false gods. And why do we need to fast? When we fast, we try to overcome the power of materialism that has started to enslave us. Then, by almsgiving, we share our blessings with others, especially those in need. And when we reach out to others, we are able to give our natural tendency to be self-seeking. I know this is not going to be easy, but we keep in mind that God is our reward.
Heavenly Father, thank you for hearing this prayer while the listener is fasting. As you know, they have made the decision to fast before you. Their heart and mind are fixed on you, Lord. Thank you for wisdom, revelation, and understanding regarding the question or questions that they have on their heart. Your Spirit is showing them what to do. They are led by your peace. Father, you know all, and it is you that they look to for answers. Praise your name. We thank you that every question the listener has is answered. They can rest in your promise that you hear us when we pray according to your will, and we know that we shall have the petitions that we desire of you. By faith, the listener receives the answers you have promised them, and that, Father, you're giving them wisdom over everything and anything they've asked you for. Father, we delight ourselves in you, and we thank you, Father, that as the listener delights themselves in you, you are causing their desires to become agreeable with your will. Not their will, Father, but yours be done. In every area, they bow their knees before you. Thank you that you are revealing to them what they need to do and what they need to change. This fast has been dedicated to you, and their plans will succeed. We thank you together in prayer that it is you who gives the wise answer of the tongue. Forever, O Lord, we will praise you. You are wonderful. There is none like you. You are faithful, and the listener can rest in your faithfulness. Father, they will continue this fast with joy that is set before them. Thank you that you are right there with them every step of the fast. Please help them to get all that you desire for them to receive from doing this fast. Thank you for hearing this prayer while they're fasting. In the wonderful and precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
At this point, I'd like to acknowledge and thank our scriptwriter for this episode of Word and Song, and for the whole month of March, Sister Clotilde de las Liagas of the Daughters of St. Paul. Thank you, Sister Cloth. And Sister Cloth would like to acknowledge the sources of her reflections for this episode. From Lenten Wake Up Call by Jennifer Gregory Miller, and from Pope Francis's Sermon on Ash Wednesday 2014. Likewise, a special thanks to all the composers, producers, and artists of the song featured in this program. Open My Eyes by Hillsong, Lead Me Lord by Gary Valenciano, Renew Me, O Lord, from Lord Jesus Stand By Me album. Remember Me, published by Friends and Heroes, David D. Breuer. While Fasting, published by Daily Effective Prayer, and Amazing Grace from Days of Grace album. Thank you very much. May you continue to inspire the world with your gift of music, and by your music always communicate the love of God to His people. To those of you who follow us in YouTube and Facebook, thank you for listening. Remember, Pauline's Radio PH is linking lives and healing hearts. And if you're searching for spiritual books and media materials that would help enrich your spiritual life, do visit any Pauline's Media Center nearest you, or visit our website, www.store.paulines.ph. Friends, it was a pleasant moment with you again. We hope and pray that this Lenten season will keep us all united in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. It's me, Sister Rose of the Daughters of St. Paul, saying goodbye for now. Thank you so much for keeping company. Join me again next week for another episode of Word and Songs. Wishing you all a fruitful Lenten season. Oh,
You've just heard Word and Songs. This program was brought to you by the Daughters of St. Paul.